February 15, and it's time to check in with Dean Richards, who is at the Celebrity Apology Reaction Desk this morning. Hi, Dean.
That's what I do now. That's what it has come to.
Celebrity apologies and then the reaction to the apologies.
That's right. Let's start off with a celebrity apology from the host of the TV show The Bachelor, Chris Harrison. He actually is saying that he's going to step aside from the show for a while after he was accused of defending some racist behavior. He had previously said that people should show some compassion for a contestant on the show who posted some photos of herself dressed in Native American attire and went to what's being called a plantation-themed party. Harrison said you should have compassion for a person like that. He has since apologized, saying that his ignorance caused the pain, and he said he's going to take some time off to learn a little bit more about himself. The reaction is coming from the apology of Justin Bieber, who on Friday said that he was sorry for the time in his life when he benefited from a system that condones misogyny and racism. He specifically mentioned Britney Spears and Janet Jackson in his apology, talking about the time that he was dating Britney Spears and accused her of cheating on him, and he became, poor me, the victim, and kind of left Britney hanging with that. Same with Janet Jackson, having to do with the Super Bowl famous wardrobe malfunction, which he was very much involved in back in 2004, and again just left Janet Jackson hanging to deal with all the reaction from all of that. Janet really has not talked about the wardrobe malfunction in all these years, but she did issue a statement on Instagram yesterday, still not specifically talking about the Super Bowl incident, but this is the closest to any sort of reaction that we've ever gotten in all these years.
I was at home just the other day by myself, and I began to cry. I was crying because I was so thankful for all that God has blessed me with, all that he has given me. And I'm so thankful for him being in my life. And I'm so thankful for all of you being in my life. You're so special to me. And I want to thank all of you for making control number one once again after 35 years. I never in a million years, I would never think that this would happen. I really appreciate you and I love you so, so much. Thank you.
So her Control album from all those years back now, 30 years plus, has gone to the number one spot on the Billboard chart again. I guess there's a thing going on. I don't know if it's on TikTok or on which social media site that it is, that people are inserting themselves in the video with Janet Jackson, Miss Jackson, if you're nasty, dancing with her. And apparently that's been enough. That and this consciousness of with the Justin Timberlake apology has, put her, back in the spotlight again. And it was a fantastic album. So I'm glad that we, can listen to it again.
And back to the Bachelor, my wife informs me that this is what everybody's talking about now. And the host, he's not done, right? He just said he's stepping aside for a while.
Yeah, no, I think he's preemptively taking himself, he's putting himself on the bench before this gets out of control. And, then he gets fired with this. It's basically somebody observing some very racist behavior and saying, we should be understanding about it. We should be more compassionate about it. That, that kind of thing could blow up on the guy. So he is apologizing, and he is saying that he needs to learn more about racism.
He was defending her, right?
He was defending the original person, who had posted some pictures of herself dressed in Native American attire as a costume.
Because he said it was some years ago.
Yeah, it was a while ago. And this, going to a plantation party, I don't know what kind of classes you need to go to learn that that's kind of racist.
It certainly is. And I'm told by Mrs. Surratt that everybody seems to like the host of The Bachelor, that this guy is very popular.
I guess so, yeah. I would not be an expert on this.
Nor am I.
Having never seen a single episode.
There's a cult following there.
I know there is. I know I'm a cult of one, of somebody who's never... I tried to watch a little bit, and I got about 5 minutes into it and said, this is the stupidest thing I've ever watched in my life, and I had to turn it off.
Yeah, I like to watch occasionally when, people are in a whirlpool or something, but other than that, I haven't been that interested.
You are a big fan of the whirlpool scenes. Everybody knows that about you.
Good news from, well, can we call it? We can't call them the royal couple anymore, right?
No, I think they're just average people like us now. Not quite average people like us, but Prince Harry and Meghan Markle announced yesterday that they are expecting another child. They posted some really beautiful black and white pictures of just, kind of embracing each other. But her baby bump is very clearly pronounced. And they say that they are overjoyed by the whole thing. Little Archie, their son now, will become a big brother. It's especially good news because just a few months ago, Meghan Markle revealed that she had suffered a miscarriage some time ago. So I know that they're probably feeling very optimistic today. Here's what's interesting. Yesterday was Valentine's Day. Bob was probably sitting around a whirlpool enjoying the day.
How'd you know?
A heart-shaped whirlpool for Valentine's Day. But yesterday was Valentine's Day. It was Valentine's Day 1984 that Princess Diana announced her second pregnancy publicly. The baby that became Prince Harry. So that's kind of a tribute to his mom.
So it's like when Prince needed to be referred to as the artist formerly known as Prince. Now it's the couple formerly known as Royal.
Yeah.
Something like that.
Yeah.
I don't know. Dean, they're hanging on your every word. I have to open up the Department of Corrections.
Uh-oh.
And you did mean Justin Timberlake, not Justin Bieber. Just to be clear.
Okay. That is correct.
Now we can move on. How is Ashley Judd doing?
Ashley Judd is doing better. She is still in intensive care. What a bizarre accident that she had while she was in the Democratic Republic of the Congo. She was wearing, one of those flashlights on her headgear, mm-hmm. Headlamp, and that she says that it was faulty. The light went out. It caused her to trip over a fallen tree. And she broke her leg in four places.
Wow.
She suffered nerve damage as a result of it. She said that she spent 5 hours lying on the forest floor before they were able to evacuate her first to a hospital in the Republic of the Congo and then to a South African hospital that was slightly better equipped. She said, but even still, we take for granted our healthcare system in the United States, because even in the South African hospital, it was very, very difficult even to get a simple pill to kill the pain. But she is recovering, and as soon as she's better, going to be jetted back to the United States.
Seems like every week we hear about a remake or a reboot. Last week we were talking about The Wizard of Oz, and now there's news about The King and I.
Yeah, another classic. The Rodgers and Hammerstein classic is going to be remade, according to Paramount Pictures. They have not said who will be in this yet. I'm hoping, since I accidentally brought it up a few minutes ago, I'm hoping Justin Bieber is. maybe Justin Bieber and Ariana Grande will be the new the king and teacher.
Now somebody's got to shave their head, though, right?
Yeah, that's right. That's right. But if Ariana wants the role, she's got to have it. Maybe they completely have the full reversal on this.
Yeah.
Deborah Carr and Yul Brynner starred in the movie that came out in 1956 that won five Oscars, including a Best Actor honor for Yul Brynner. No word on this is going to come out, but they did confirm over the weekend that they shall dance once again.
And Justice League, what's the word on this? Is this going to be good? It's the director's cut coming out, huh?
Yeah, the story on this, and why this is kind of a movie nerd story, but the trailer for the director's cut, the original director's cut of the Justice League that came out a few years ago, came out over the weekend. This is kind of a big deal because the original director on this movie was Zack Snyder. And he started the movie but left it when his daughter passed away. So there was a lot of stuff that the second director, Joss Whedon, took out of the movie that Zack Snyder had originally intended for it to be in. So what they're going to be releasing in March now is the Zack Snyder director's cut of Justice League. This is the movie with Superman and Batman, Wonder Woman, Aquaman, Cyborg, and The Flash. What will be included in this new director's cut is are the villains Darkseid and Jared Leto's Joker that were originally cut out of the movie. Here's my big reservation. This new director's cut is going to be 4 hours long. 4 hours long. So
you got to be a real Justice League nerd, I guess, to like this.
Of course. I'm already giving it a bad review for that. Who's going to sit for four? You can't. You can't sit. I mean, there are going to people. Let me rephrase that. I can't sit for 4 hours straight to watch a movie like this. It is going to be on HBO Max, so I guess we can pause it and watch it that way. But that four-hour movie is going to be coming out on March the 18th.
Now, let's get to Your Honor, and I won't spoil it for anybody who has it on the DVR and didn't watch the grand finale, which was on Showtime last night.
It's with Bryan Cranston, right? Bryan Cranston,
yes.
Where he's a judge in New Orleans.
Yes, and Amy Landecker, yeah. John's daughter, really good part in this. It's only one season, we're told, but there's so many questions and so many things kind of left hanging after the finale. I'm wondering whether they're having second thoughts because it's been very popular for Showtime, hasn't it?
It has. Yeah.
And all I can say is, if you're going to watch it later, don't watch it right before you go to bed because it's kind of upsetting and surprising.
Yeah.
But it was good, don't get me wrong. And then Idiot Me finds out finally yesterday, after going through 10 weeks of putting it on the DVR because they didn't want to stay up late Sunday night, so we watched it earlier on Monday. And then I find out finally yesterday, well, it was on demand. You could watch it anytime on Showtime. I just found that out yesterday in time to watch it yesterday afternoon.
I think it's more exciting when you record it yourself.
You think so?
It's more old school. It's like popping a VHS in and trying to figure out how to set the timer on your VHS. It's very old school. I hear that I haven't watched any of these yet, but I hear that the acting is phenomenal.
It is. Yeah.
Bryan Cranston, Amy Landecker, Maura Tierney is in it. I hear that the performances are stunning and in many ways carries this series.
Yep, and it's shot in New Orleans. It looks great. It's just, later in the week we can talk about the ending because people are still, not everybody has seen it yet.
I watched a movie last night that opens on Friday called Nomadland. This is the new Frances McDormand film that everybody is saying is going to win multiple Oscars. And after I watched it last night, I can see why. She plays a woman whose life falls apart. She lives in a small town, one of these small towns where the one giant factory in the small town employs everybody. The factory shuts down. The town, everyone leaves the town because of that. Her husband passes away, and she's really left with virtually nothing. She has a van and some belongings that she puts into the van and goes out on the road and lives out on the road and lives in, RV camps and, things like that. And it's so moving and such an interesting statement on what we think we need in the world that we really don't need to exist in the world. Once again, Frances McDormand's performance is absolutely stunning. It's shot beautifully. The cinematography is gorgeous.
Are they going to stream that?
It is actually going to be... let me see. I think I have to look up on which service it will be, but it's going to be in theaters and on a streaming service on Friday. I want to say, I'm not sure. Without looking it up, I don't have my notes in front of me on
but
it.
But Friday. Huh?
But this coming good. Friday, it's a phenomenal, phenomenal movie.
I love Frances McDormand. As a matter of fact, looking out the window, this is going to be a good week to watch Fargo again.
Yeah, right. As long as you stay away from the wood chipper.
Talk to you tomorrow.
See you.
Thanks, Dean.